Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be here. Give us a call today after the half an hour mark at 646-716-9663. I can answer your question. My guest and I can inform you. We can give you intuitive readings and even help you with your healing. Tonight, I am privileged and honored to have a master teacher named Zavi Barnes with me tonight. Hi, Zavi. Are you there?
Hi, Star. It's so good to be here.
Great. And tonight, we decided to talk about parallel universes. So I'm going to give the ball to you and say, okay, let's talk about parallel universes.
Okay, well, what I want your listeners to know is that in my 5 years of being in your presence almost every day, I witnessed so much about how you work with parallel universes and how you pop in and out. And there were days when it was like I was talking to a different star, and you would say, oh, well, that's my parallel universe self. And it made me aware that earlier in my life, I had spent a lot of time jumping in and out of universes, only I didn't know how to do it consciously the way you did it, because you were able to do it very deliberately. And I've learned over the years of being with you that when you had to do a certain kind of healing, sometimes you actually traveled to another universe to accomplish a task, and it was almost like doing an exchange, like being an exchange student was what I witnessed. And you did it so consciously that you always came back, and there wasn't a huge amount of chaos in your life, where earlier in my life when I was doing it, it was happening by accident. I didn't know what was happening, and I couldn't be in the right place at the right time, because in one universe it was 2 o'clock, but in another universe it was 10 o'clock. And so it was amazing to watch the difference. And I know that my time with you taught me how, first of all, to be grounded and centered in this universe. And then from there, I had the privilege of studying formally with you about the universes, and I was very grateful for that. So could you talk a little bit more about how you work with the universes and travel here and there for the purpose of healing?
Okay, so let's imagine that the universe is a deck of cards, that matter tends to exist very similar to itself. And if you deal a deck of cards over and over again, eventually certain sequences would start coming up. When we look at a parallel universe or into the multiverse, where there are many, many universes, it's kind of like seeing yourself in a mirror. You know, when you look in a mirror and there's a mirror behind you, you can see yourself in a mirror. In our reality right here, we make a thought or a decision that takes us off into another parallel universe. So basically, when you create your reality, you move from one type of universe to another. So there are lots of yous in many, many universes out there. There's the you who's 20 pounds skinnier. There's the you who's 20% clearer. There's the you who is pretty much a couch potato. And the more different the you seek out, the farther in range you have to go in parallel universes. Recently at the University of California in Santa Barbara, one of the scientists did an experiment, and he put an object in a bell jar, drew out all the energy, created a vacuum, and he hit a tuning fork. And when he hit that tuning fork, that object was vibrating and then standing still and vibrating and then standing still and slightly changing its presence or how it looked. So this particular professor at the University of Santa Barbara believes that he was seeing the same object in another parallel universe. And I think he calls this inflationary universes. Inflationary universes are from this moment that you are in now time where something has been added. Energy has been added. You become more motivated. A decision has been made. You go in a different direction. So many other teachings may call it something different. Sometimes quantum jumping is confused with teleportation, but quantum jumping, people are taught to move into parallel universes. So all of this is done with an energy and a mind frame. So you need to be conscious of the map. The map of where, I don't want to say you're a better person, you're a different person, where you're more assertive, you're more aggressive than assertive, or you're more educated than healing. You need a map to know in which of the many directions to move from now to then and to move back and forth. And, of course, if you move to a place where you're a better healer. Your worse healer goes over there. So it's kind of an exchange. It's also a state of consciousness. I mean, I have chosen to go to parallel universes, and my hair has been 75% more gray. I have actually, and you've seen me do this, I've actually stepped into another parallel universe and came back with my toenails painted a different color.
Yes, I have seen that, definitely.
And my clothes, they change slight color, slight feeling, not big, because I'm not able to jump that quantum string that much. But with a thought and an energy, you can move to a parallel universe. So can you kind of tell me what the map's like, Zabi? What are kind of the maps like for parallel universe?
I'm so glad you clarified that piece about the map, because I'm aware of other people doing work with parallel universes, and what I see them doing is a lot of mental body stuff. But I don't see them following the map, and I think the map is really the important key that gets us exactly where we want to go. And the day that you shared the map with me, it was such an amazing, powerful energy. If you remember that day, it felt like the whole floor had tipped sideways, and we were both walking around like we were drunk, because it wasn't just an idea that you were talking to me about. It wasn't just a mental concept about having parallel universe selves. There was a download, there was an energy, and there was a power behind it that was a direct energy transmission that I believe had been passed down to you from your teachers, and then you passed on down to me. With the map, you taught me about the relationship between the galaxies and multiple gardens of Eden, which was so powerful, this idea of multiple gardens of Eden that are all waiting to come back home to us. And the word Eden, E-D-E-N, relates to the Sumerian word E-D-I-N. They sound the same. The word E-D-I-N means step or level. And it's these levels of reality, the steps of reality that are what the parallel universes are. And with the map of knowing how to access the particular Garden of Eden level, and then from there accessing the particular universes that connect with that particular Garden of Eden, it's a very easy way to travel without getting lost, so that you always can come back home again and be fully present here with the wisdom that you received as you traveled there.
You know what? It's unfortunate I'm not teaching any of that anymore. Are you teaching that?
I am absolutely teaching that. I have been teaching that privately by Skype, which is amazing. We do that as private sessions, a series of 8 private sessions, and it's completely changing people's lives. And for others who would like more of a group experience, there is a 7-day class, November 9th through 15th, that will be in Little Rock, Arkansas, and people can go to my website, www.allcanheal.com, and contact me that way and get more information about that.
Well, I'm not going to ask you to give the map away here on the radio show, but I want you to talk about general energies. And for me, walking into a pure parallel universe, I can be really tense and uptight, and I can go choose to go in a certain direction in the map, and I can become into a very grounded, flowing, rich. And actually, in this one universe, the colors get brighter. Things seem to taste fuller. And that's not very far. That's just one step for us to go away. And then I have another universe that is kind of dusty and sharp, and everything happens quickly, and it's very techy. And I can go to trying to get something done on the computer to take a beautiful break, eating my lunch in another parallel universe, and then come home again. And it seems for me, that whenever I travel to a parallel universe, when I come home, there's something richer, deeper, more present about me. And sometimes when I come home, I have an emotional release. I've cried, I've been sad, I've been happy, and some things move through my emotional body. The thing that's really amazing about parallel universes is the chaos it causes when people move through different parallel universes. I can't imagine what it's like to be sitting home in a chair at 3:00 in the afternoon and you move to a parallel universe unconsciously by making a choice or by having an energy, that particular energy and a thought together, and it's 11:00 at night, and things are slightly moved around. I know that in your personal experience, you have experienced that disorientation, where one of my teachers took me by the hand and showed me, this is this, this is this, kind of like I took you by the hand and showed you. And I think what I would feel is insane, crazy, lost, like I've had a gap in consciousness. Can you tell me a little bit more how, after having that and then learning about parallel universes, how it made more sense to you?
Absolutely, yes. I lived many years thinking I was crazy, having these things happen. One of the ways it manifested regularly in my life was making appointments, going to the appointment sure that I was on time, and being told, oh, no, your appointment was yesterday, or no, your appointment's not until 2:00 this afternoon. And I would have just looked in my calendar, and and it was like it was shifted universes. Another way that it played out for me that was really scary was I would be driving down the road, and it would look like the road was straight, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, the road turned where that turn wasn't up ahead, but all of a sudden, and I'd have to grab the steering wheel, and it's amazing that I didn't get in an accident, because it happened many times like that. The most significant...
What happened when you went back and looked at the road? Was the curve there, or was the road straight?
It depended on the day. Sometimes it was there, sometimes it had shifted back again, almost like a wrinkle. One day, I walked out of my house and I looked up the hill and noticed the beautiful trees, grateful to live in such a beautiful place, went to the store, came back, got out of the car, looked back up the hill at the beautiful trees, and there was a house there that wasn't there before. And I almost fell over. It just was like, that's maybe the most dramatic physical thing that I witnessed. And that house has been there ever since. And Star, I tell you, that house was not there when I went to the store and when I came back.
I believe you. And you know what we're talking about, sadly, here, is we're not talking about you moving from card one to card four in a deck. We're thinking about you moving from universe one to universe 30. Because for a whole house to appear, that is so much difference, all the building, the choice, the money, the energy that went to it. You know, in many, many science fiction books, there were many, 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 many stories about multiverses. And the theme that keeps coming back to me and has frequently happened to me maybe 18, 19 times in my 74 years is I visit a store in a block that is a metaphysical, spiritual, magical, old bookstore. And a year or two later, I go back and it's gone, and I ask in that same block, where's that store? And they tell me that store never was there. And so many of the science fiction books are based on a bookstore, based on a magical store, somebody walking into a store that doesn't exist. And what happens is it's not ever there. I have, again, you know what was really interesting is when this recently happened to me, I went on Google, you know, where you can walk around and look at streets, and the store wasn't there an hour when I got back home to the hotel I was staying in. So I do believe that there are certain places here on planet Earth that have a richer vortex, a richer space where people, places, and things can move through that parallel universe. Bobby, how can traveling to a parallel universe benefit me?
Well, one thing, because, you know, some of my life was spent in chaos with parallel universe, but my time working with you, I came to see that it could, in fact, be used in beneficial ways. And one of the first ways that I had an experience with that was there was a hurricane coming toward New Orleans. And this is after Hurricane Katrina. For those of you who don't know, I am originally from the New Orleans area. So this was after Katrina, and there was another hurricane headed straight for the city of New Orleans. And I didn't want to see my friends and my loved ones go through that again. And I went to bed, and I had the thought. I said, you know, Star jumps around universes. I don't want this to happen again. I'm going to bed, and when I wake up, I'm going to wake up in the universe where this hurricane does not hit New Orleans. I went to sleep, woke up the next day. The hurricane had completely dissipated, never hit land, and I came to see that's one way we can do this. We can make a choice that, no, this is not my reality. I'm going to choose a different reality. And when we do it with really, really focused intention, we can manifest that reality and not have to go through whatever scenario we didn't want to experience.
So really, I want to be conscious enough to live in the best of all possible worlds. You know what I mean? So the best of all possible worlds is which place can I really relax? For me, relaxing, slowing down. I go on a vacation. It takes me 3 days just to relax, and it's very hard for me to relax. And I have a parallel universe that I forget to go to that's, you know, very relaxful. Relaxing, and I can relax easily. There is a parallel universe, and you've seen me do it. I pick up a paperback or any book in an hour and a half. What happens, Abby? I've read it.
You've read it. Oh, well, absolutely, you've read it.
And also, what has happened to me is I have picked up a book, and I have not read it in this universe. And in another universe, I must have read it because I know where everything is in it. Not all the time, not frequently, but that has happened. So I want to live in the best possible of all worlds. So I want to get a map of what parallel universes kind of lead in what direction, more relaxing, more intense, more grounded, where I'm more conscious, more aware, more enlightened, where I'm content and I have inner peace. And getting this map, it, to me, was probably one of the more valuable teachings that any of my spiritual teachers gave me. So to take the class where you get a map of the parallel universes, it's really interesting. And it's a little clumsy, a little...
But it's not clumsy, Star. That's what you need to know.
But you don't have the map.
It's clumsy when you don't have the map, but the students who have learned this work, they are doing it so quickly, so gracefully, so easily, and they completely get when to go to this universe for this purpose and that universe for that purpose and how they can navigate through all of these different places within a day depending on what they're working on spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. Some of the applications are very, very practical. Some of them are much more metaphysical. But you know how with the iPhone we say there's an app for that? Well, there's a universe for that too. And when you have the map, you know how to get there. And the more important thing is you know how to get back. And it's almost like doing an energy exchange with your parallel universe selves. Being able to share information with them, and then when you come back, you know that you're not alone, that you have this team. For me, it's so similar to soul retrieval, but at a multiversal level, that it's almost like reuniting soul parts, this relationship that we can develop with our parallel universe selves, so that there's more of us than we ever knew, and when we can draw on all of that, we have a presence that is multiplied to a great degree.
I agree, and back in 1971, I taught somebody something, and I taught this man something. It took me a year, and I teach the same thing in 2.5 hours. So in 1900, what we see on the top of our Yahoo, Google, AOL, thingy is as much information as our great-grandparents got in a year, you know, as much news as they got. And I'm reminded of the Chili Peppers in their song Parallel Universe, where they talk about being a sidewinder, you know, and it's stepping into the deep of a parallel universe, because you're going where you're going this lifetime. You want to make those choices. You're going to walk where you walk, but to move to a parallel universe and have an experience of you being richer, kinder, taller, skinnier, clearer, more enlightened is something that maps that energy into your body, that gets you familiar with that state of being. A lot of fear goes out of your body once you start walking around in parallel universes and knowing that everything is possible. Are you teaching anything else in the next couple of months, Abby?
I am. I do. I have a seashell shaman certification class working with the energy of seashells, but not just with the seashells themselves, but receiving activations for their different spirals, which take us to cosmic levels, take us deep into the DNA, very, very powerful form of healing that can also be used for self-healing, which is one of the things I really like about it. We can use it on ourselves and we can use it on other people. So that is in August, I believe August 8th through 12th. Yes, that's correct.
You know what's always funny? As many times as I've been on the beach, I've collected all these seashells, and when I go, you know, and I hoard them and put them up in whatever place I'm staying, and when I go home, I leave them back on the beach most of the time. But I've seen people walking at 6 o'clock in the morning looking for shells. And there's something...
There's a universal, it's a universal thing that we're all, from the time we're children, we pick them up and play with them.
Yeah, well, I think shells are really, really important about the cosmic spiral. Don't you teach a healing class, too, this year?
Yes, I have a divine intervention class in September. And I also do many, many, oh, I also have a DNA class in Atlanta. That is September 19th through the 23rd. And that will be working again with the spirals and shifting the codes of the DNA and the strands of the DNA.
The DNA is really, really interesting. I do believe that into the DNA there's some maps that certain lineages have to step into certain parallel universes. Like, you know, certain families are always angry, certain families are always, and part of our soul purpose coming here on the planet is to clear up our lineage and to choose, you know, the word sins is about the sin of having a heart attack, and five people in your family have heart attacks, and be able to prevent your lineage from having that and being able to walk into a place where your thoughts have created your reality where you don't have that potential heart attack that's been in your lineage. So it's to me, I find it very interesting that you teach the seashells with the spirals and teach the DNA. It's kind of like, you know, macrocosm, microcosm stuff. Tell me, what was your weirdest experience in a parallel universe?
Well, I don't know if I would say it's the weirdest. I actually want to speak about an experience that happened on Earth, and it was with you and your husband, Art. And there was an employee that had not been doing what he was supposed to be doing, and Art raised his voice to get the guy's attention. But when he did it, it was like six people were talking. It echoed as if there were six voices, six of Art's voices recorded, all speaking at the same time. And I asked you about it later, and you said he doesn't like confrontation. He called in his parallel universe selves to help him. And it so, we could hear it. We all heard it.
It's like, you know, he's got six Geminis, you know, Gemini Sun, Gemini Rising, all the Gemini showed up from all the different universes to help him. You know, it's very interesting in your weaker moments or what you perceive to be your weaker moments where you can have a thought, knowing the map, you can go to a place where a universe where you're really strong at that. And, you know, we hear about these people and we meet these people in life who can do everything. Oh, God, I hate that person. They're good at everything. And it may not be, like, everything, but they're good at a bunch of sports. They're good at, you know, a bunch of business things. And these people have been traveling to these parallel universes unconsciously and accentuating their now-time body to learn all these different skills. So I find that very interesting, and unfortunately, when you go into victim mode, you can travel to parallel universes and accentuate your victim.
That's right. And you asked me for about the weirdest one. The weirdest one is the one you told me not to talk about, but it's one of those negative ones that you had told me about that I should stay away from, where everything's twisted and it doesn't feel good and it's weird.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let's take a deep breath.
Yeah, that energy came through by accident. So let's shift it. Let's shift it to the universe where we are enlightened beings, so completely filled with light that we glow and float.
Take a deep breath. And we're coming up to the commercial break. 646.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Give us a call at 646. 716-9663. We will be available to answer your questions. We will be able to confirm for you what decisions you made, help you along in your healing, and in dozens and dozens of other different things that Sabi and I do. So, Mark, whenever we get a caller, just interrupt us. You know, this is a planet of yes, and if you want to be a victim, and you want to be a good victim, be great at being a victim, you will travel to every universe where you're a victim and pick up all the hints and allegations of how to be a better victim. If you want to be a better person and you're involved in motivational stuff, as you travel, and to me, you know, when I think about all my teachers and I go to Africa, it's like Kukuyaya, and I go to Africa and I realized what universe he lived in and the universes he walked through as a Maasai medicine man and the universes he taught me. And sometimes what we perceive as a way of being, what we perceive as a character trait, what we perceive as a certain type of energy is someone embodied a universe and has brought that back to this actuality, because there are many, many realities out there for you.
Especially if the person wasn't that way and all of a sudden they are, that definitely is something that we can look at and help bring them home.
Well, you know, sometimes people have major breakthroughs, and the major breakthrough is not just taking one step to the next parallel universe. It's jumping 20, 30, 300 universes mm-hmm. away from you, where you are, and you have to have the map and the energy to do that. And teachers teach you the map. You learn the map by subconscious, unconscious experimentation, which later on becomes conscious experimentation. And what if I thought this way? Well, just look at the map between negative thinking and positive thinking. Look at the map between I can't do anything and I can do this. I mean, those are definitely realities, but what actuality are you actually in? So what else do you have to say, Sabi?
I want to talk about hierarchies, because you had given me the assignment to work with a hypnotherapist to help me remember a 3-day out-of-body experience I had in which I traveled through parallel universes. I was wanting to have a more conscious recollection of what I experienced during those 3 days, and you suggested I go to a hypnotherapist, which I did. And in the session, a being appeared and told me that what I most needed to remember is that there are no hierarchies, and that as we look at the parallel universes, we can't think about them as this one is better than that one, that we have to judge everything as being equal but different. And that in that understanding of oneness, that we're all of equality, that's truly being parallel, that helps open up the map even more for us to travel further and further and be able to come back home.
You know, it's really appropriate for me to be funny when I'm at a party or when I have house guests, but it's really not be appropriate for me to be funny in a cancer healing session.
Right.
You know, every universe is, parallel universe is appropriate. I wouldn't say there's one that's higher than another, or you know, just because you experience enlightenment in one universe doesn't mean you can pay your bills.
And even the victim universes, I had to look at, well, what about those? You know, even those, sometimes we have to go down deeper into that darkness to be able to come back up into the light. And so it was the shift of judging those places as being bad or wrong or less than, and instead seeing it's all equal because we're all one. We're connected with all of these parts of ourselves, and we're all ultimately one being at the end of the day, and we're all equal, but where do we choose to put our attention?
Where do we choose to put our attention? You know, I have a lot of clients all over the United States and all over the world, and I have seen the Da disease. And the Da disease is a disease that's going on. First of all, most of us are negative 2 or 3% of the time, and most of us are positive 12% of the time. That's 15%. So what happens to the other 85% of our existence? If we really sit there with a cup of coffee, looking outside, going, duh. We watch TV, going, duh. We don't do and be at the same time. So great pieces of our life are missing. And I don't care how metaphysically, spiritually educated you are, there's still those places where you can't create the reality that you want. There's a block. There's a stumbling stone. And it's not because you're negative thinking, and it's not because your positive thinking isn't working. It's the amount of your conscious day where you're actually focused on nothing. You're out of the now, you're in the past, you're in the future, you're in a stupid reality show. You know?
And, well, we can use the universes to help us snap out of that. Just like we go on vacation when we get in a rut, and we go on a vacation and we come back and we're all fresh and better and we have a different perspective, we can actually, when we catch ourselves in those dumb moments, we can go to the universe that has a different energy that can activate us. And just by witnessing the energy of the people in that universe, we may all of a sudden have a new appreciation for it, for that way of being, and then come back to where we are here and be shifted and not be in duh anymore and get
right. You know, and when I talk about this inflationary universe and inflation from, like, Alan Garth or Andre Lindy's perspective in physics, and inflation, and this is where you spread to more universe than one, is a period of super fast accelerated expansion. And in a fraction of a second, your tiniest subatomic particle is blown into dimensions much greater than the entire currently observable space. And at the end of this inflation, the energy ignites a hot fireball of particles. And I believe that this hot fireball of particles, whether it be a photon, whether it be whatever, gives us the capacity to light that spark where we have inspiration, where we become passionate about being whatever we want to do. And, you know, if
you're not passionate about something, you're sort of glad. People say, I don't want to go to work. And once again, we teach if you want to make money, work in an area that you're passionate. So, when we talk about this new inflationary theory of parallel universes that's been around for about 4 or 5 years now, it's just
Star.
Like, yeah.
I have a caller for you when you're ready.
We're ready right now.
Steve, you're
hey, Star. Hey, Star.
Hi.
Hi, it's Stig. How are you?
Fine. How can I be of service, Stig? What question do you have? So I'll be here with me.
Hi,
Stig.
All my two favorite women. Well, you know what? I've been going through a real blah period, and it seems like I'm living. I feel like listening to both of you wonderful, brilliant women tonight. I think I am stuck in a wrong universe, because it seems like I'm in a universe and everybody else is in another one. Matthew is extremely happy these days, and nothing has come to fruition for months for me in any significant way. And last summer I was buzzing along really happily, and I suddenly, when you talked, it rang a bell to me.
So can you ask your body and can you ask your consciousness to go into the universe where you do get the acting job, or you do get it? Can you ask your body instead of thinking, what do I have to do next? Ask yourself, what universe is parallel universe do I have to be in to get this next job? What parallel universe do I have to be in? Go experience that universe and bring that vibration, bring that energy right now to you, back to your actuality. So what universe is it in, Stig, where you need to be happy, where you need to be content?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, so that's one. Zabi, any suggestions?
Yes, it's the same thing. I want to see you go to the universe where you get excited about things, where you have appreciation and gratitude, where everywhere you look there's something that just lights you up and you have enthusiasm about it. Because I think the process of, you know, going and auditioning and all of that has become such drudgery that you've lost the appreciation about the great city that you live in and all the wonderful things that are around you. And if you can go to that universe and ask to go to the universe where you really are a master at gratitude and appreciation, and bring that energy back, and then go to the universe where you're the great actor who gets all of the acting jobs and bring that back, you have much more to work on, and you'll be so much happier. You'll be at peace. When you're at peace, then you're not going to be worrying, and you're not going to be sabotaging yourself.
Wow, that is so great.
You know what has really worked for me is once I have the map, I went to parallel universes and forgave myself for being unconscious in this universe about learning this, forgave myself for being blinded to this, forgave myself for being ignorant, and I don't mean stupid, for not having enough information. And another really good thing is just walk around the parallel universes and forgive yourself. And that leaves space for you to move on in many, many universes. And you know what I think I'm going to do is create an exercise to forgive yourself in all the parallel universes, well, not all, what are the closest parallel universes? What do you think about that, Zabi?
I think it's great because it's all about different perspectives, and we have a different perspective in each universe, which means that we see different things that maybe need to be forgiven, or maybe different ways that we judge in different universes. So I think that's amazing.
You know, there's part of me that's been a mystery to myself. Oh, why did I do that? And how come I'm like this? And I've gone into this parallel universes and this map, and those mysteries about myself, why do I screw up? Or why didn't I pay attention? Or why am I so good at this? Those mysteries unravel themselves, and I got a firmer knowing of who I am, how I react, and what thoughts actually manifest things in my reality. Stick, are you still there?
Well, I actually switched over, and I have another caller for you. You want me to put
Steve
back
on? We'll take another caller.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Lynn, you're on there.
Hi, Star. Hi, Zavi. I have a question with some things that have been happening in the place where I'm living, where I will see something fall. You know, like I had a packet of sewing needles in my hand. I was at the counter, and they fell off to the floor. And when I went down to pick them up, they weren't anywhere to be found. And I still haven't found them. And the same thing with, like, I had a leash hanging up, the dog's collar hanging up, and from the other room I saw it fall to the ground. And when I went to go over to find it, to pick it up, I never found it in that area. I actually found it 2 years later in between the sofa cushions. So I've had three things gone missing, one of them even a ring, and I'm wondering, is this any way tying in with parallel universes on some level?
At some level, it does go into different dimensions, and congratulations, but you are on such a thin boundary. Many, many, many times, keys, rings, glasses, because they're so close to us, they go into another dimension. I don't know how, whether the angels take them. But I've known, I've looked all over the house for the keys, and I looked in the bowl by the door, and I looked in the bathroom, and I looked in my pockets, and I looked in my purses, and I went back, and they were in the bowl by the door. And rings and things slip and fall and disappear for years at a time. And when they come back, they are enmeshed in another parallel universe, and they bring that for you. Many, many people call me panicked wedding rings. Their ceremonial rings disappear. Literally, they take them off at night, and the next morning they're not there. And they magically, mysteriously appear in a new place. So, yes, certain things that you have a connection to, certain things you're fond of, will be taken into another dimension, parallel universe, and will be imbued with that universe and brought back to you. Zavi, don't you have a couple examples of this?
Oh, absolutely. You gave me a ring for Christmas 1 year, and it disappeared, and I was so sad to have lost it. And then it was right back where I thought it was. It was as if it had been there the whole time. And you explained to me that it actually went to another universe to be recalibrated, because sometimes our energy shifts. And our personal items, especially things that are very special to us, that have a spiritual significance maybe, that they go to get a new vibration so that they can match our new level that we have risen to. I do also want to make a distinction with dimensions that are from this universe. And then as we travel to other universes, we're actually dealing with different sets of dimensions, and so
different qualities in their sets of dimensions.
Yeah.
So next time a leash or a sewing needle falls off from wherever you are, ask to go to that dimension. Okay, where'd you go? I want to be with you. And then observe who your energy is. Observe what it is. When you see things falling like that and they don't land, ask to go there. It's probably not that far away, and it will give you a great map.
So is there a way to also, because I have been asking, you know, please return my ring, or please angels, or please.
You can't please a parallel universe to do anything. You need to actually go to that universe and become present, or wait till that thing doesn't fit in that universe or gets imbued with that universe and comes back. You cannot beg the universes. You cannot pray to the universes to be skinnier or to have your ring back. You need to go to the universe, or you need to let that process complete itself. I love that piece of jewelry, that tea, or those glasses come back to you. And I know that most of us in our lifetime have had things disappear and reappear, but we bah humbug it. Oh, yeah, I must have not seen it, or somebody put it there, or something like that. But if we're really conscious and we're really aware of what comes and goes, you will realize that all of us have things that come and go.
How many parallel selves do we have?
I beg your pardon?
I said, how many parallel cells
do we have? I can't count that high.
Oh, there's that many. Oh, I had been told a long time ago there was like three.
No, there's many.
You know what? People will tell you as many parallel souls or presence they have, as many maps as they have, as places to go. People will tell you the truth of the reality, their reality, not their actuality. And you see this all the time when people say, you got to take this pill. You got to do this thing because it changed my life. And then you take this pill, you do this thing, and it doesn't change you. But in their reality, but not your actuality, that thing worked for them. So, you know, we have millions and millions. Every time you made a thought or a decision this lifetime, we branched off into another universe. So, wow. I can't
believe
that. Yeah.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
With some experience and some training, you can travel to those. Listen, you know, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, you're on with Star.
Hi, this is Katerina. So good to hear you guys. My question is related to the last one, and so you have partially answered it already. I was wondering if I could ask, since I don't have the training yet in traveling to different universes, or if I could ask that gifts or understanding and knowledge be connected with me in this time. If I could ask my guides or a lineage to bring some of that information here.
More of a command than a question. It's more like, I'm going to the parallel universe where da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Or what's my closest, easiest, accessible parallel universe? I'm going to my closest, it's accessible, easiest parallel universe to go. What shifted? What changed? It's parallel universe is an action step. It's not a request. If you don't know the map, which is kind of like, I tell you, go to a city, and I make up a name you never heard. So you don't know whether you're going north, west, east, or south in the United States. You don't have a picture in your head, and I kind of push you out of the door. You're going to have to make a map of your parallel universes and how you feel, your consciousness there, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, you can access them, but you can't ask.
Okay.
You can't ask.
And it,
you say, I'm going to my closest, most easy. Got it?
Yes.
All right,
and then,
thank you. Yes.
Then I'm wondering also, how do I stay grounded as part of that? I'm assuming that's an aspect I've been trying to work on.
Can I answer that part of it? I would like to see you really want to be here. It's active for you to go there and claim that you're going there, but just as much, at just as high of a level, you need to claim coming back and want to be back and want to be in this body and make that as active a process as it is the desire to travel to the other universe.
Okay.
Great information. Yes, really, when you get back here, be grateful that you have the consciousness. It's important. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You know,
I actually have Steve. He had a follow-up question.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Star. This is just a technical question. So I heard Zavi. Hi, Zavi.
Hey.
Hey. Say that you went to sleep and asked to wake up in a parallel universe where there was no hurricane, which is brilliant and incredible and wonderful. And could I work the same way in bringing in parts of myself or that I want, ask before I go to sleep?
Remember, it's a conscious process and it's an active process. That was the first time I ever tried anything like that, and I hadn't been taught to do that. It was that I was praying so hard for the city of New Orleans, and my focus was not on selfish desires for me. It was really, really focused on the people of New Orleans, and it was so intense.
And let me think, Sabi, if it wasn't Orlando, Florida, you probably wouldn't have as much impact because you didn't live there, you weren't related there. So, Steve, you can't go off and, you know, make the drop stop in Bangladesh or anything like that. But you can do things where you're very familiar with those things and love those things.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So I'm getting a lot of feedback here because you must have left the radio on. So, Stig, we love you very much.
Yes.
Okay. So, people, remember, there's a lot out there. There's more under the sun and in heaven and earth than you ever imagined. And once your imagination takes you there, it becomes your reality. I teach about 490 classes. I'm available for consultations. You can look at me at www.starfuentes.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on all of your friendly, friendly internet places. So if you want a reading, come to a class, talk to me. Sabi, could you please tell me what website we can get a hold of you at?
The easiest one is www.allcanheal.com, allcanheal.com. And I invite you to sign up for my newsletter if you click the contact button, and also visit the free gifts page where there are several recordings and other things that may be of interest to you.
Uh-huh. Okay, did I just hear Mark there?
I was going to say we have about a minute left. I'll just ask you a real quick question, and that is, you know, there is so much out there. There is so many universes, so many different things and everything like that. And maybe this is too long of a question to ask right now, but I guess I ponder the question of how do you set a scope so that you don't get lost? It's almost like, you know, you could read about spirituality books and there's, you know, 1,000 of them. So, you know, if you only have a week to read, you know, how do you narrow it down?
Well, because your soul is in this body, and just like when you astrally project your aqua cord, the little silver cord that connects your soul to this body and this universe will pull you back. I mean, some people get lost on LSD. Some people get lost in other high crisis where they're put into a universe of killing somebody or something. They get lost when they're jarred out of this universe. But most of the time, because you're conscious, because, Mark, you have done your spiritual work, your aqua cord will guide you back. Staying long periods of time, hours on end, you know, first time you can go 5-6 seconds. Next time you go to 10 seconds. And after years of practice, you can maybe go 18-19 minutes. So to get a test done and come back and forth with it, you don't get lost. Your soul knows what your universe of origin is. Your aqua cord, silver cord, guides you back, body and soul, to this place, no matter who you trade with. And you're always safe in the universe, even sometimes if you don't believe it. So that's my answer to that question.
Thank you.
What you really want to have energy about in your parallel universes is what can I learn? How can I be different? I don't know if you want to talk about how can I be better, you know? How can I be a better worker on planet Earth in this body? And you might go to a universe where those answers are. My strongest suggestion over and over again is to study with a teacher. Get the map. Get the download. It'll save you decades. Decades of practice. Zabi, in your last words.
Yes, I would like to say, everybody, that there's so much more of you than you know. And I also would like to encourage you, if you really want to change your life, spend some time with Star. She will bring out something in you that you have to teach, that you have to share with the world that you never knew, and it could be something that was at one time in your life a liability that can turn into a strength. And Star, I'm so grateful to you for so many reasons. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you both for the show, and we'll catch you next week, Star, and thanks for being on this evening.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.